This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The Biden administration has adjusted immigration rules to allow more Ukrainians to apply for temporary protected status in the U.S. Ukrainians who entered the U.S. by April 11th would qualify. This applies to about 57,000 people, according to government estimates. Meanwhile, the total number of Ukrainians who have fled their country is at 4.9 million, according to the United Nations. Most of them are in Europe, and one of them is Mariana Abrahamitz, who fled to Poland. There, she's spending her time trying to help soldiers back home. Here's her story.
I was woken up by a phone call, and I was told that the war started. Great fear gripped us, and we decided to leave. We decided it was not safe to stay. I have two sons. One is 6, and the other is 15. My husband stayed behind to defend Ukraine. He is okay, for now. We travel by car. Myself and my kids had to live in our car for 3 days and 3 nights in order to be able to cross the border to Poland. My Polish friend met us with her husband, and they put us up in a hotel. We have stayed in a hotel for more than a month now. 3 days after we settled there, I realized I'm not going to sit around and do nothing. I wanted to do something to help our defenders. I found out that a very close friend of ours was volunteering in Ukraine, buying cars for our military. I told them that I wanted very much to take part, and so we started buying cars. So I opened a bank account and spread a plea to people who would like to support us. And once we have enough, we buy a car and ferry it over to Ukraine. We sit down and look through all kinds of classifieds and adverts of car sales. Large cars like Jeeps and SUVs and pickups and minivans that have powerful engines so that they can be more effective in the conditions of warfare. And then we go and buy them. The only problem in Poland is that in a radius of 300 kilometers around where we are, there are no cars to be bought. So sometimes we travel 700 kilometers a day to buy the cars. But we'll be engaged in it until the very end, till the moment Russians are defeated and leave all of our lands and Ukraine wins. And Ukraine will win. Україна завжди переможе.